Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody. This is Luis Miguel Echegaray with Que Golazo, a daily CBS soccer podcast. We have a great surprise for you today ahead of the Milan Derby when AC Milan plays Inter Milan this weekend. We have Andrei Shevchenko talking to us in this special standalone podcast, former AC Milan star, Champions League winner, the Ukraine all-time top scorer, as well as their team's manager. We talk about it all, the Champions League, the Milan Derby, his thoughts as well on the American talent in the European scene. It's a tremendous interview. You don't want to miss it. And here it is. Welcome to Que Golazo from CBS Sports Digital. It is my absolute pleasure to welcome one of the greatest forwards, greatest players the game has ever seen, Andrei Shevchenko, the all-time scorer for Ukraine, now the team's manager. He is a Champions League winner with AC Milan, Ballon d'Or winner, multiple league and cup titles in Ukraine, Italy, and England. We could really go on and on and on, but we don't have that much time. Andrei, it is my pleasure to welcome you to Que Golazo and CBS Sports Digital. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, guys. I hope you're well. It's good to see you too.
Andrei, first off, congrats on your victory against Luis Enrique Spain in the Nations League this week. A great win and a great response after having nine players out due to injury and COVID against a friendly versus France. How happy were you with the performance during the international break?
Thank you very much. Obviously, I was so happy about the result and also the circumstance, what we have to face especially before the friendly game against France. And then 4 hours before we leave, I find out the nine players from Shakhtar Donetsk, you have to stay in Ukraine because three guys been positive to COVID, and the Ukraine government decide to isolate the team for 1 week. And then for me, it was almost impossible to replace the players. And we went to France, played the friendly game. I have to call players from U21. And anyway, there was a first time experience to be in that position for me. And of course, we are happy. How's everything finished? We played a great game against Spain. It was very difficult. But we put a very good structure. We defend very well. We fight. And then we get some important result for us. And it was great to have it fans in the stadium. The Ukrainian Federation with the government let the people come to the stadium. It's first time in maybe in six or eight months the people finally get back to the stadium. It was only 10, 15,000, but we feel all the support from the crowd.
Yeah, it's great to see. You mentioned how much of a challenge it's been, obviously, for so many due to coronavirus. But you managed Ukraine to the Euros. Are you excited to see them in the tournament? Are you prepared? How are you thinking that far ahead?
Yeah, of course there. The Euro been moving year forward, and then now is a national league, some very, very nice, very good competition. When it top group playing Spain, Germany, and it definitely help us to give the chance to new players, some young players to play this important game against great players, and is a good information for me too, Also, I think so. You know, when you playing against big teams, you get the incredible experience from that games.
Let's talk about your amazing career with AC Milan. You became the first Ukrainian-born player to win it back in 2003. Andre, as a player, how does it feel to play in the Champions League?
Oh, it's a fantastic feeling. They play against the best team in the world. They compete against best team in the world. Have that emotional, you know, playing in a big stadium. It's something very special in my career. It's always been special. It's still special.
Absolutely. Staying with this special feeling, let's talk a little more about your career with AC Milan. The derby is this weekend. Let's talk about this AC Milan. The derby is against Inter, the Derby della Madonnina. You have scored more goals in that derby than anyone. You know exactly what it feels like in the San Siro. What goes through a player's mind as they feel the energy of that game? You mentioned the Champions League. What about the derby, AC Milan against Inter?
Derby is something incredible. When you play, especially when you start, you never know what you're facing for. But I still remember my first derby playing. Is a special energy, special preparation from the fans. Is this game go apart from any Champions League or any league games in Italy? Something what is the fans really want to your team won.
So what are your thoughts for Saturday? How do you see the game? AC Milan is undefeated going here, 3-0. Inter Milan, we know how good they're playing. You know, Romelu Lukaku playing well and Lautaro Martinez. How do you see this game this weekend?
You know, the both teams start very well this season. The Milan come from a great run, winning so many games in a row. Inter start very well season two. In the moment now, what I know, Inter from the COVID and injury, missing a lot of players. Milan, the Ibra get back is a big thought for big players for AC Milan. He makes such a big difference in front, even in his age. He's 40, but he's performed very well. I think looking at the table, I think is a 50-50.
50-50. Let's stay with 50-50. AC Milan also plays Celtic in Europa next week. It's a busy schedule for AC Milan. How do you see them playing in the Europa League? They do well, in the past, historically, in European competition. How do you see this game and them in Europa?
Historically, the European Cup, it's always been very important to AC Milan. And I think so this energy around the cups, European Cups, is always something important for the players, for the club. And then Milan, I think, is quite difficult in the moment because you have to play a lot of games. But I think the Milan going to try to win. And then Celtic is a great team, as I always get incredible memory from Celtic Stadium. The fans is supporting team is incredible. The great crowd, very, very nice club. Historically, is one of the most important club in Europe. It's been a lot of great players play from there. It's going to be very, very nice game to watch.
Finally, Andre, because we're talking to an American audience who loves the game so much, follows obviously with detail what's happening to American players in Europe. We've seen Weston McKennie in Juventus, Christian Pulisic, Chelsea, of course, Sergiño Dest in Barcelona. I could go on. How do you feel about American players now in big clubs?
I think that America is such a big country and football is improving a lot. And especially it's a good sign some important players start to play in a big club in Europe. I've been watching last season and when the Christian Pulisic joined the Chelsea, and then his game is very good. He's improved a lot. He start to come one of the most important players for Chelsea. His play, he have everything. He scored the goal, he have an assist, he defend. And then he's still young. You know, he have a great career in front of him. And he's looking very, very good here.
Andre, I didn't prempt you for this one, but you know, you are just such a legend. I don't use that term loosely. You are a legendary number nine, an amazing striker. There are great young strikers now, Erling Haaland, of course. We could go on about other attackers like Mason Greenwood, Manchester United. Is there anybody, who's your favorite player right now? Is there anybody that you look at and you think, I like him. I like him a lot. Is there anybody in particular that you're paying attention to?
You know, if you put Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi apart, I think the two most incredible players in the moment is both playing the same team. Is Neymar and Mbappé. The Mbappé is something very special. His speed, his understanding of the situation, reading the situation, the technical style, everything is top class.
A good answer, Kylian Mbappé, of course. Andrei Shevchenko, Ukrainian star, now the team's manager, Ballon d'Or winner, Champions League winner, multiple titles in Ukraine, England, and Italy. Andrei Shevchenko, thank you so much for joining Qué Golazo on CBS Sports Digital.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget that we return on Sunday night when we give you the recap of the weekend's action, as well as a full, packed, loaded Champions League schedule for next week. Qué Golazo Pod on Twitter. Make sure that you follow us. Have a great weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.